Welcome back. It is Caregiver Crossing, a service of Joyce House on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey, Candace Preston, and Tina McIntosh. We continue our conversation now. Tina, go ahead. You take it.
Well, so we've been talking with Dr. Noel Campbell, and he is with the Regenstrief. He just got a National Institute on Aging Award for, wait for this, a five-year, $3.3 million award. He's conducting the first clinical trial designed to determine if stopping
cholinergics.
Such an easy word. Medications result in sustained improvements in cognition. And I want us to take a minute just to breathe, because I think we hear what he's saying, and that is, hey, some of these medications that one in three of us, is that right, take? One in how many of
Not
us take?
Not one in three. Well, it depends on the time frame you look
okay.
at.
If you, a lot
if
of
you
us
look
take.
At over time,
yeah.
About more than half of our older adults have been exposed to or used one of these medicines if we look at about a five-year period. And they don't recognize them. They don't say, this is an anticholinergic on the bottle or on the label or in the package, right, that you might get from a retail pharmacy. So they don't explicitly say they're an anticholinergic because they're used for a lot of different symptoms and a lot of different reasons. But they do have this consistent pattern or this consistent effect that says it blocks and it works like an anticholinergic. And so therefore, we were among one of the first to recognize of all these drugs that we should be concerned about, these are the ones that we should focus on.
So I can tell you, I got the list of drugs a couple of years ago, I think when y'all started having this conversation, and I went through it and ticked off maybe four or five of them that I take on a regular basis, took them back to my doctors, talked, we decided you have to weigh the benefits. But for a lot of people listening, one of them being Terry Stacey, I think our eyes get big as saucers and we freak out and think, what is the list? I must stop those medications now, right?
That's it. So I mean, I'm done. I'm done. After the last segment, I will not take any more. What about melatonin?
No, hold on. But we're going to have, okay? I want Dr. Campbell to address this because I don't know that's the right response. So Dr. Campbell.
That's exactly right. I do want to caution against any excessive or exaggerated response.
Terry Stacey.
Part of the reason, correct. Now, there are some medicines which you could stop pretty quickly. There are some medicines I would actually caution against. The reason being is that just like drugs have, nearly every drug has a side effect. Just like drugs have side effect, and when you start these medicines, you oftentimes find out what those side effects are. A lot of drugs can have side effects when you stop them too quickly as well. And I think that's one of the things that we caution against. And I want to emphasize the role of having this conversation with your doctor or your pharmacist about whether you should continue these types of medicines or whether you should stop them, and what's the appropriate amount of time that it should take to start them or stop them. And I guess not starting them is not my message, but stopping them. And sometimes it could take weeks. It could take even months. And we've had some people come into our clinics and we've stopped them, and it takes a fair amount of time. One of the things when you brought up the number of one in three, I think we're thinking about the number of, for some of these medicines, a lot of these medicines treat symptoms. They don't prevent disease, typically. And when they treat symptoms, a lot of times they're treating things like mood, sleep, like we mentioned, pain. And for these symptoms, they could be effective in sometimes one in three people, sometimes one in four. And so you have to ask yourself, am I one of the three? Or am I one of the two who may not be getting benefit? And we use this as an opportunity to work with our doctors and work with our pharmacists to find a schedule, understand if I slowly decrease this medicine, I can find out, is it really working for me?
I can tell you right now, all Terry's thinking is, I want a list of the medicines so I can stop. So we again, the caution is, do not stop the medications without talking to your medical professional and or your pharmacist.
Correct.
Dr. Campbell, does this include also, so first of all, can people get their hands on a list? Is that even a thing? Because you know they're Googling it right now. If they can spell anticholinergic, they're Googling it.
There are a number of lists that are available. Our list is unfortunately protected, and it's not easily accessible. But I can tell you this, that most doctors and pharmacists are aware of what are considered anticholinergic medicines.
Okay.
And again, it strengthens that point of talking to your doctor, talking to your pharmacist about what those medicines are and what they look like and whether they might benefit you right now or have risks later. And that's one of the things that we're interested in studying. You know, there are two reasons why I say talk to your doctor first, talk to your pharmacist first. One of those is the purpose of this trial is to understand if these drugs truly are the only influence leading you towards an outcome like dementia.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is that is that we it's not safe to just go to stop some of these medicines right away. A lot of times a symptom that you're treating could come back even worse. Not a lot of times. I don't want to say a lot of times.
But it happens.
But
it can happen.
It's possible that the symptom that it's treating could come back. It's also possible that the drug, by stopping the drug, your body could react to stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction to stopping it oftentimes looks a lot like the adverse effects that sometimes start when you that come on when you start it, and that can be upset stomach. It could be something like a sick stomach, flu-like symptoms, nausea, sometimes vomiting. They can be sometimes severe. I've not seen that happen too often, but it could happen.
Right. So you talk with your doctor, you talk with your pharmacist, but it's not just prescription medications. I mean, we encourage people all the time, make sure you're putting down any herbals, any essential oils. You know, those have impacts on things too, maybe not what we're talking about specifically, but in general.
Right.
But it's over-the-counter too. There's some over-the-counter medications that are included on this list.
Correct. Correct. And a lot of those are used to treat symptoms of allergies. Some of them are in sleep preparations as well.
Okay. Are you looking for people to be a part of this clinical trial? Is there anything that a listener can do to be a part or be supportive?
So participating in this trial is really dependent on where you receive your primary care.
Okay.
And so I'm not here to advertise call us if, because we're actually recruiting people through their physicians and through their physician groups.
Okay. All right. And if they want to learn more, time will tell what we can see and what you publish. Is that how we?
I'd love to fast forward 5 years.
Yeah, I'll see you in 5 years.
Right. And I can't wait for that, honestly. But in the meantime, we're going to take what elements we can learn out of the study. And there are a lot of things that we plan to learn, not just about the outcome of cognition, but whether how and safely and how long does it take to make changes in medicines? How can we do it safely? What's the best approach to doing it safely? How can your pharmacist work with your physician to make changes in medicines? Those are all some of the things that we will learn in the meantime, and we'll be publishing those and advertising those results.
It is interesting that just of late, and maybe it's just because I'm paying attention, but I've been taking, and I'll just say it, it's a Motrin. It's a Motrin PM. Anyway, taking the Motrin PM, and on the label in very tiny, tiny, tiny print, it does. There is a new warning that I've never seen that does talk about how this can affect your heart.
Well, I think we're going to see more and more of those too.
Yeah. Well, then make them bigger.
Make them bigger. I know
make
we
the
have
label
to.
Bigger.
We have to close here, but I do want to say to Dr. Noel Campbell, thank you for what you're doing. This is a lot of work. It takes up a good portion of your life and your attention. And the other folks at Regenstrief, I don't think people really understand how blessed we are to have this group in our city. I mean, you guys are doing things that are, you know, ringing around the world in
fantastic,
great and impactful ways. So thank you for the work
that
you do.
I appreciate that. And Regenstrief Institute appreciates the show and this company as well.
Good. Good deal. All right. Come back and see us. Really. I mean it. This is Caregiver Crossing. We're going to take a break. More to come. Don't go anywhere. Today's top stories. That's what's coming up next. As we continue here on Caregiver Crossing, a service of Joyce House on 93 WIBC.